You actually got further than me, so you'll help me. You'll help me through it. Sabi the Nizunya. Yeah. What Sabi the Nizunya? They didn't come to the shir. Le'asu. Very good. Le'asu the piket of chiz. They didn't come to the chiz this year. Amale the Rav Amnuna. Zil Taninu. Rav Chizit told Rav Amnuna, go and put them in the house arrest. Go put them in the Gemara says about Cotton Rashi brings that when you want to put Tamil Chacham into Nido, into Chedim, you say derech COVID. You say, go stay home. So go Taninu, go tell them to stay home. They're menuda from me now. I put them in Chedim. Also, he went, he asked them, why didn't you come? Why didn't you come to the Shir? Amulei, Amai Nasi, why should we come? The minimum name mills of a loy pashut one. We asked Rav Amnuna. That we asked him a shayla, and he never answered us. Now who are they talking to? Rav Chista? Who are they talking about? Rav Chista?
That's how I
learned it. It was Rav Chista who didn't come to. So Rav Amnuna said to them, why don't you come? Yeah, so they're trying to say that, why should we come? Rav Chista has nothing to teach us. We asked him a shayla, he didn't answer us. But this is a little funny then. So Amalhu, he said to them, did you ever ask anything of me and I didn't answer you? So what? Why? He's about himself? What's the pshat? Why should we be talking about? They're saying, right, we asked him because they didn't answer us. So Ramuna says, what do you got over there?
Yeah, I'm going to say back. Say back to them. Why should he? You're not answering my questions.
Yeah, but they're not tying on him. They're tying on Rav Chista. So why should he say to them? Why should he say to them? Did you ever ask me anything and I never answered? You know what I mean?
Right. They didn't go to Rav Chista. Rav Chista is like, I thought that they said that if we asked him a shayla,
can I see 1 second? Nobody has their cameras out, right?
Okay.
The cameras away, please. That's what it says?
That's
what it says. Yeah.
Why did Ramuna say that? Why did
Ramuna say
that? Yeah, why is he...
The
dialogue here is difficult to understand. Okay. No, that's they asked the kasha. It's a seemingly non sequitur. What's one got to do with the other? Ben Yoyada discussed it. So when we have time, we'll look in the Ben Yoyada. That's the Ben Yoyada is the... So, I in Ben Yoyada, I did not see it inside. I in Ben Yoyada, why is Rav Amnuna saying, why is Rav Amnuna saying, you never asked me something that I didn't answer. They weren't talking about him, they're talking about Rav Chista. Maybe out to shliach of Rav Chista, so he was. I don't know. I ain't Ben Yoyada, okay? I have one volume of Ben Yoyada at home. I wonder if it has this in it. Ben Yoyada is Ben Yishchai. I think so, no? What? No, I don't think so. No. Okay, so they asked him, Boy Minei, what about this Shaila? Evitra Sarsay Rabbi Bebetzin, Mahu. Kim Mumsh Bagolai Domi or Loi? Is that an internal wound or is that external? Rashi, what's the Shaila? Kim Mumsh Bagolai Domi Tulim Bekis, and they call me Bechutz. On one hand, you could say they are Nicker Mi Bechutz because they're. Right? Or on the other hand, since they're inside of the kiss, maybe that's not called goloi. It's external from the body in a certain sense, but it's internal in a certain sense. So that was the shaila. What din does it have? He didn't have the answer. Amulay, they said to him, Mashim, what's your name? Amulu, Amnuno. Amulay. Lav Amnuno, Elakarnuno. Rashi Yoshikronis Atav, Loy Bal Torah. Wow. Okay. Okay. Us, huh? Right, that's the other pshat, right, in Tosfos, right. Tosfos says, Hamnuna means a hot fish. You're not a hot fish, you're a cold fish. Okay. Also, the Kavod Chista, we came back to Rav Chista, and I told him what happened. Amalei, Rav Chista told him, Masnisa Barminach. What they asked you was the Beferish Mishnah, the Beferish Braisa. Beferish Mishnah, Beferish Braisa. Ah, it's a Braisa which was learned on a Mishnah. Well, not necessarily, because if it's a brisa, not every Amora knew every brisa. That's why they bring brises to each other. Oh, Rav Chista knew it. Yeah, but I don't know if the Gemara means that the same Shaila that he had, they asked him, is that what they asked Rav Chista at that time? Or they just meant, meaning you could learn the Gemara. We once asked Rav Chista Shaila, he didn't answer us. And now that's a different Shaila. Yeah, you're right. If they meant this is the Shiloh we asked him, you have to say between then and now he found the Braisa.
It would be nice if it wasn't, because if it comes to show, look, he knew the intricacies of this thing, and they didn't come to him because he was something else. Now
yeah.
Everyone knew everything, so they really want to say.
Yeah. Al-Kopanim, so it says Masnifsa. Masnifsa usually means a Braisa, but then it says Ditnan. Ditnan usually means a Mishnah. So Rashi explains why. The Etzel was starting from a Mishnah, but it's the Braisa which was Tani Allah of the Mishnah, which says Rabbi Omer Afasirus Yolif Law that he's bringing the Raya from. So that's when the Raya is from the Braisa, even though we're starting off by saying Ditnan. You understand what I'm saying? Ditnan, the Mishnah says, Esam Ba Rashi Avarim Shab Adam, Kula Me Matam Mishnah Michio. Right? It's a Mishnah in Hilchos Negor, Hilchos Tzaras. The 24 Rashi Avarim are not Tomei with Tumas Michio. Right, Rashi brings the Drasha, because the Michio has to be Lako Mare Eni Akoyin, that the whole thing is near as Ka'achas. So if it's Bamakam HaMashupa, like the Rashi Avarim, that doesn't count. Okay? Ve'eluheim, what are they? Rashi Etzpois. Yadayim, Raglayim, Varosha Uznayim, Varosha Choytim, Varosha Gvio, Varosha Dadim, Sheba Isha. Rabbi Yudem Ab Sheba Ish. It's 24. Varosha is Boys Nayim, Raglayim is 20. Varosha Uznayim is 22. Varosha Choytim is 23. And Varosha Gvio is 24. No, is that already 24?
Okay, the other one's for women.
The other one's just for women, so does that include in 24? Except that's included by man also. Okay, that's the Mishnah. V'tani Allah, v'kulam eved yoytzim l'cheiris. These same Rashi Avarim that we learned, the Gabi Hilchos Negoyim, is the same list that we will learn by an eved. And then it says, Rebbe Oymer Afa Sirus. V'nazir Oymer Afa Loshon. So we have a raya from Rebbe Afa Sirus that Evan goes out in the case up above. Shasar Sarabai Bebetim. Okay. Push it. Benazir made up a lotion. Benazir says also the tongue. Rashi says, because that also is when you talk, when you open your mouth, you see the tongue. That's also Mum Sheba Gog.
What do you say? It's more than 24.
Well, according to Benaza, yeah. Omar. Is it a
Rosh Mishnah?
Benaza is
a Mishnah?
Yeah, Benaza is a Tana. Omar. Rebbe Oimer Afasiris. Okay, Rebbe's an Afasiris. Sirus de Mai. Now, what was the Masoris? Elim is Sirus de Gid, Mamish the Gid itself. Hainu Gvia, we already said Rosh HaGvia on the list. El Alav, Sirius the Beitzim. Most means Sirius the Beitzim. So Mamela, it's a raya to the shayla up above. Right? Shema Minov, Rashi says, Baya, the Sabi, Plukta, the Rabban, Rebbe, their shayla is Machlokas, Rabban, and Rebbe. That's the answer to their shayla. Fine. Rebbe, and Me'apasir is, Rebbe, Losh, and Loi, Rebbe does not, now that answered their shayla, now we're going weiter to understand Shittus Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't include Loshen. Uriminu, we have a contradiction to this. Harei Mishoya Mazev Nitzazo Alpiv. He was being Mazehim with the Poraduma, and it landed on the mouth of the Tomei. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says that's a good Hazah. Even though the din is, we'll soon see. But the din is Azor has to land on Goli. On Goli. So you see, Rabbi holds, the Piv is also Goli. It's not good. So Rabbi is saying our Piv is Goli. If he says Azor works our Piv, he's saying the Piv is Goli. And yet, by the case of the Eved, he does not include Lashon the same way Ben Azai does. So we're saying, my love Lashon, no, doesn't this mean Lashon? No. And therefore, we have a steer in Rabbi. Loi, Asfasov, no, it doesn't mean that. It means the lips. There's a difference. Rebbe holds the Lashon is not Goli, but the lips are Goli. Asvasov, if it means the lips, Pshita. So what was Rebbe Mech? If all he meant to say was that the Hazor lands on the lips, then it's good, then that's called Goli. That's Pshita that the lips are Goli. I have a horror that instead, yeah. The Gemara maybe could have asked it. Yeah, that's an impshito. It bothered me a little bit when the Gemara asked my time in the Chacham. The Chacham says it's not a good Azor. I guess pshita really includes both questions, you know. But a lot of times the Gemara says, first of all, pshita, and second of all, my time in the Chacham. A lot of times the Gemara will do that. Here it didn't do that for some reason. Okay. Small horror. Aye, but if it means the lips and it's pshita. No, not so pashit. Sometimes you close, Rashi says, sometimes he closes his lips tightly until they become very stuck together. And it's hard to see them. Like they become very thin. They go in, right? Like that. So, you have to have a mina that that's not called Goli. Right? Kamash Malon, that it's still called Goli. Which I guess could also be the pshat, is that that's why the Chacham called that Goli. Okay, fine. That's the Kamash Malon. Ay, Vatanya al Lishoinai. 1 second. We have a Braisa which says that the case of Azor is talking about the Loshon. The case of Azor is not talking about the lips. So the steer comes back. The teretz doesn't work. By Azor, Rebbe is saying that the Loshon is called Goloi. And by Eved, Rebbe is saying the Loshon is called not Goloi. Vatanya al Lishoinai. By Mume Bechor, Rashi says. In Hukos Bechoris, what makes a mum for Bechor that now the Kohen can eat the Bechor without bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, without bringing the Beis HaMikdash? Mume Bechor, so it says there, Nittel Roiv HaLoshin, is one of the mum. Rabbi Omer, Roiv HaMedaber Shebel HaShoyim. Does that mean? Rashi mimokam prishas divukoi ulamaylo kari medabe. Avagav the dibur bebeim ulashaycha kari le medabe rohibu and medabe belashin odin. Rebbe says it's not nitul roiv a lashin of the entire lashin. It's just nitul roiv of the lashin that's detached, the end part of the lashin that's detached that you use to speak. So what do you see from there? What's the kasha from there? Ah, because you see, it's also called goli from that. You see, it's called goli from that, right? And echinami, because if it would be, it would a mum shabbat b'chor has to be goli also. Ella, so because we have this, now we have two rayas, both by hazor and by b'chor. Rebbe is saying that the lashon is called goli. So how come by Evid he doesn't say? Ella, rather Rebbe Omer Siris, but let me borrow lashon. Rather, you have to say Rebbe meant Sirus is a mum shabbat goli. And kavachoy me loshin, and as I me loshin about serious loy, and as I said loshin, yeah, but serious not. Why is the loshin a loy me boya? Because the loshin sometimes you see it. The Beit Simon never seen it. So that's goli. Certainly loshin's goli. So when Benazai said loshin, he meant loshin, but not serious. Ah, if that's true, why does Rebbe say? What did Ben Azai say? Af. If you're saying that now we're learning a new pshat, we're learning when Rebbe said serious, he meant loshen and serious. And when Ben Azai said loshen, he meant loshen and not serious. If that's true, then why did Ben Azai say af? Umay af. Akamaisa. The af of Ben Azai is not going back onto the loshen of Rebbe. The af of Ben Azai is going back in the first 24. Ah, Yorki. If that's pshat, in the kadma de Ben Azai bereshit. You should have put Ben Azai first. Right? Meaning it doesn't read. Ben Azai's app is going back on the 24. It's not going on Rebbe. So go out there. So you should have put Rebbe after Ben Azai if that's the pshat. So the teretz is Tana Shomel the Rebbe, Bikova, Vishomel the Ben Azai, Vitoni, or Mishlo the Mimkoima. In a Kinami, had we had all the information in one shot, that it would have been set up. You have the 24. But as it says, af serious, and then Rebbe says, I'm sorry, af loshin, but not serious. And then Rebbe says, af serious, which includes loshin and serious. But because the Tana got the shittas in the different order, so he left it in the order that he originally put it. That's all. What? They learned it already, yes. Yeah, so he didn't change, once he got this new information of an Azai shita, he didn't change around what was already put into place. Technical aspect of how he wrote the Mishnah, that's all. What? Whoever the Tana of the Mishnah was. Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis, but it was Masada the Mishnayis with this Yisoy, the Mishnah Mishnah Lotazim and Koimo. And Echinami. It's out of order, but they put it into the order. It's out of order in terms of how it reads, but it's in order in terms of how they had the shittas. Yeah, exactly. You used to have it by heart. Rebbe's the one that wrote it down and put it together. But they had already. It's the Rashi says, Taka. Once that Rebbe ate on Tanakama by Shigura Mipia Tamidim, Kach no Zozo Shal Rebbe Mim Koimoi. Once Rebbe Shigura Mipia Tamidim that way, they didn't want to change it. Enechinami. But that's what comes out of Maskana, that Rebbe is agreeing that the Lashon is a Mor Mishav Galoi, and very good. The Gabi is serious, which is why we got into this in the first place. It comes out of Machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and the Gabi Lashon also. The Machlokes, Rebbe is arguing on the Rabbanan. Omar Ula. You ready? Omar is the last word of the line.
No, but it has the last word on the line.
Right above that.
Boy is the last word on the line.
Omar Ula. Hakol Moedim Beloshon Lenintumo the Goli Hu Eitel Asheritz. By Tumah now, even though we're having a Machlokes by Loshon Leinyan Negoyim or Leinyan Eved. Right, the Tanakhama up above didn't hold of Lashon. Rebbe and Ben Azai do. But the Gabe Tumah, Ula says, everyone agrees that that's called Goloi. What does that mean in Tumah, Rashi? To Kaimalan Magabes Astaram in Mitama. Naflim Sevazido Mevakosha Yigabay Azov. Hashot of Tor. Bitlio. Hot Vila boy. Ella kol asher yiga ba'azav b'dovid shu galoy kiyodov ba'azav lo yishotov adayin kol gupay b'mayim shodom mezuba b'kibes b'godov. Was it Joshua? God, we all the shot of my mind.
We need a needle.
What's a Joshua needle?
He talks something to himself. And you touch him in a place where his God will, like you said,
right?
I don't. So
you don't fall by three. Yeah, if the Zohar. Be best, I need a please. I just want to get the Joshua clear.
I can put it down, you can pick it up, thank you. It's so funny. You guys have, like, you totally almost.
I forget the Joshua Kirsch.
You guys
Koshi, you got boy. Yeah. The pasuk says like this. Yeah, I didn't have. The pasuk says, "V'chol asher yigah boy azov." Whatever the zov touches, is metama. The yod of the shot of b'mayim. As long as his hands were not washed. Yeah? So the mashmaos of the pasuk is Hashotov, if he did wash his hands, it's tar. The pasuk of the pasuk is Chachibay Yisov is tamei. Yod l'shotov b'mayim, because he didn't wash his hands. Ha, if he did wash his hands, it's tar. So back to Gemara, what do you mean? The bitmiyah, he had tevila, he needs tevila. The tevila is a dime, is not enough. He needs tevila. So because of that kansha, we dash in the pasuk differently. We dash in the pasuk, whatever the zav touches, bidoveshu goloi, only something which is goloi, ki yodov, like the dime of a zav. Vazav shloshot v'dayin kol gupo b'mayim. So that's what we dash in the pasuk. The pasuk from the pasuk sounds like it's saying, whatever the zav touches is tummy, right? What's the lotion? The yodav loyshotav b'mayim, because he didn't wash his hands. Mashmi did wash his hands. It's tar. Zok the Gemara. We know that that's not true. He needs tevila of his whole body. So because of that, we make a drash in the pasuk. Chashik by zav the yodav. Dash in the pasuk differently. Whatever he touches, which is like his yadayim, which means it's begoloi, then he's metamit. But lo yishat b'mayim means because he wasn't toivel his entire body in the mikvah. But if he was shat b'mayim his entire body, then it's tovel. So it's a drasha of what? That only if it's begoloi, this is of metamit. If it's not begoloi, it's not tomei. So this is up. Yeah, that's the whole discussion over here. So everybody agrees. Yeah, that's exactly the discussion. So everybody agrees here. Ula says, "Ama Ula, hakol b'idim b'loshoin that by the tongue lein in tuma the golayu the dalat of din golay etzel a sheretz etzel if the sheretz or the zov or the matama touches the losha my time how do we know because it says asher yigaboy amarachman v'haynami banigiyu it's shaykh to touch it." Meaning, what's the drasha? The drasha has to be kiyodov. Asher yigaboy kiyodov. So what's kiyodov?
He's only has a toivel. What's
mustar? Yeah, no, not a toivel. He's only metame. What's kiyodov? So kiyodov is begolai. Asher moitzil l'shonim noigim boy begolai. Kiyodov asher l'shonim tameyu. Meaning, until now we had a whole machloikas. Is the lashon called begolai or not? That machloikas could exist by Eved. That machloikas could exist by the goyim, but what Ula is saying is that by tuma, that's for sure that the lashon has a din of begoli, because the begoli of tuma is learned out of from this pasuk that it has to be like the dime of the zav, so which means that it has to be shaykh to touch it. If the lashon is shaykh to touch it, which it is, then it's partial that that's called goli. What?
touch it in the open. Like
right, without without sticking your hand inside of stuff. Right, right. Touch it in the galui. Exactly. So you're saying that for sure. Everyone would agree that nuchas tumma, not nuchas tefila. We'll get to tefila in a minute. Nuchas tumma, being metame. That's called moment. That's called galui. You got that? That's what Ula says. That's legabe tumah. Linen tvila and linen tvila being toivaling to make himself taller, that everyone agrees also that it's ketomin domi. That's called tumah. That's not called golem. What does it mean it's called tumah? It means you're not mechuyev to make sure the tongue gets wet in the mikvah. It has a din of tumah, not a din of golem. My timer. My time, but Rochot's Besori Bamay, Mamra Rahmano, Ma Besori Me Avroy, because there it's totally in Basar. Ma Besori Me Avroy, that's outside. Avkol Me Avroy. So then everybody agrees. Hilchas Tumabi agrees, the Lashon is Goli, because it's totally in what you could touch, but Goli. Hilchas Tvil, everyone agrees, the Lashon is Tomin, because it's totally in Basar. Rashi says an interesting thing. Look at Rashi. Avkome avroi. Veloishi yachnis ma'im l'soichapei. He doesn't have to let the water come into his mouth. But you could stick out the tongue, like we said. Veilchos toma. A shaykh will stick out the tongue and to touch the tongue begoloi. He says, yeah, but over here, avloi to go loishin in a yochol. He can't stick out his tongue because why? Tefila mitzvah loish kachinon, because he can only stick out a mitzvah of the tongue anyway. And tefila b'mitzvah loish kachinon. You can't have a tefila b'mitzvah. By she'en kein by the zov case, to touch something, all you gotta do is touch part of it. So to stick it out by the zov case, that's called goli. But by the mikvah case, it's not called goli. The only way to make it goli is to stick it out, and you can't stick it out entirely anyway. So mele, you're not mechuyev to have it bechal get wet because no, you're not mechuyev because of the word baser. No, because the drush is, that has to be something which is outside. What you're saying is, just like we said by Zog, you could stick it out. Here that won't help you. Here that won't help you because by Tvil it's got to be the whole thing and you can't stick out the whole thing. So by Zog, that's what Rashi is saying. By Zog, where you just have to touch it, touch part of it. That's why Lekula Alma, Hilchas Tumma, a tongue is called Gola, Hilchas Tvil, a tongue is called Tumman, finished. And there's no machlokes. Lo nechlagu, the only machlokes is in azah, like we said before. There's machlokes in the azah when they spritz the paraduma, the mechatus. Rabbi holds that the lashon by mechatus is a good azah. That's because Rabbi's medamel to tumah. Rabbi compares it to tumah, so the tongue is called goloi. For Rabbanan who hold it's not a good azar, that's because they're medamel the tefila. They are medame it the azar to tefila, and therefore it's not called goli. The whole machlokes is how mechatas. What do you compare mechatas to? To tefila or to tumah? What's machlokes based on? To vayu b'hai krokim d'tefila. The argument the following pasuk: V'hiza hator al hatome. The tor one should be mazeh the tome one. Rebbe Sover, he's a Torah ala Tomei, Bayoy Mashrishi, Ubayoy Mashvi, Vichotoy. Chito. Rabbanan Sovi, Vichito Yom Mashvi, Vichibis Begad, Vrochot Bemain. What's Machlekes? Rashi. Rebbe, you see the Rashi, five lines from the bottom, first word in the line, Rebbe. Rebbe Dorish al Hatomei, Vichitoy. Chitoy amokom tumo hebi chitoy. The bonan sovi vichitoy vichibis begod of a rochots. Bin chitoy sheyipol amokom avroi lebrechitza tahainu tvilo. Yeah, you hear? Rabbi darshens the pasik. These are Torah atomei. Give me the end of the pasik. You have the whole pasuk mind.
You have one of the newer
Yeah, these are Torah, Tomei, Yom HaShvi. So Rebbe Darshins, these are Torah, Tomei, Yom HaShvi, Yom HaShvi. Yeah, Bechitoi. He's dodging the Bechito going on the Tomei. He says, ah, it's totally in. Whatever Tomei is totally in. So just like by Tuma, the Lashon's called Goli. It also the Lashon's called Goli. And they're Banan Darshin, the Bechitoi, differently. They Darshin, Beyoy Mashvi, they Darshin, forget, Bechito Beyoy Mashvi, Bechibus Begod, Bechibus Bemayim. There, they, meaning, the word Bechito, before it has Tuma, and after it has Tefillah. So which way do you take it? So Rebbe says, I put it backwards onto the Tomei. The Rabbanim say, no, we take Bechito further on into the Pasuk. Bechitoi, V'yom HaShvi, V'chibes, V'god, V'rochot M'mayim. It's Medamet to Tefillah. And it goes Tefillah, the Lashon is not called Goli. So Melo V'yero, so they hold the Lashon not called Goli. So, now why? Why should one be Medamet to Tumah, one be Medamet to Tefillah? For the Gemara, Rabbanan Nami Nedami L'Tumah, why do they not like Rebbe's Pshat? Because Tahara Mitara Avile L'Melef, it's better to learn Tahara from Tahara, meaning here we're talking about the Tahara process. The Mechazos Mechatas is a way which you make someone Tahar. Tefillah B'Mikvah is a way which you make someone Tahar. But Medame, one Tahara process, the other Tahara process. Rebbe Nedami L'Tefillah, V'Chibas B'Godah, and Rebbe, so why, and we have that same question the other direction. Why doesn't Rebbe want to learn like the Rabbanon that would be Medama Hazar to the Tefillah? The Teretz is V'chibas Begadim is like an Indian. It's Rebbe, oh, it's Tzitzit V'chibas Begadim before Berachot.
So the mind of it?
Yeah. Memele, that's a mafsik between the V'chitoi and between the Berachot of Sor B'mayim. So Rebbe, oh, to not to learn it. It's mafsik with a separate Indian of the Chibas Begadav. That's mafsik the Inyonim. That's why Rebbe didn't want to learn like the Rabbanim. You understand? Clear? You hear the guy, you have the whole pasuk written on the side of your Gemaras. You didn't have the whole pasuk in front of you to understand. Rebbe, here. Here the Machlokes. Again, shall I make a quick summary? In Ilchai's Toma, it's Pashit to us that the Lashon is called Goli. In Ilchai's Tevila, it's Pashit to us it's not called Goli. This Pasuk, which is written by Azar, starts off talking about a Tomei, then mentions Vechitoi, which is the Mechatas itself, then talks about Tevila. How do you dodge the Pasuk? Do you dodge the Pasuk? Do you take the Vechitoi and put it with the Tomei? And therefore, we should learn out Ilchai's Azar of Ilchai's Toma that the Lashon is Yebagoli? Or you take the Mechitah and you put it by the end of the Pasuk that talks about Tevilah, and therefore we should learn Hilchos Hazav and Hilchos Tevilah that the Lashon is not the Goli. That's Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbon. Drag the Gemara. Vesavar Rebbe Linyan Tevilah Ketomin Domi. Is that true that Rebbe's Moide by Tevilah the Lashon is Ketomin? Va'amar Rabban Amar Badam Rabbi Yitzchok. Maisa b'shivcha shabeis Rebbe, one of his shivchas. Shetav lo, but also. Why was she tov lo? Yeah, because to be a shivcha kinanis, you have to be toivel. Shetav lo, but also. Veninza etzav in shined, and she found like something stuck in her teeth. V'tshvicha Rebbe, tzvila acheres. Ah. Why was the matzah her tzvila acheres? If inside the mouth it's called tomin, the water doesn't have to go there. And for the Gemara, Nehid b'yas mayim loy be'inon, mokim haroy loy v'boy mayim be'inon. That's the halacha l'maisa. Ein achinami, the mayim doesn't have to go. But it has to be roy for the mayim, for the mayim to go. So if she had a chatzitza even inside her peh, that's also a problem, Rebbe's saying. But it's not a stiro. Avada, Rebbe can be moid that the mayim doesn't have to go there. He's just saying it still has a shame chatzitza. Now, why should that be? If it doesn't have to actually go, why does it have to have the shortest to go? That's because Rabzera, Dom Rabzera, called a roy labila, ain't bila ma kevis boy, v'she ain't a roy labila, bila ma kevis boy. is a famous concept. Look at the last Rashi. Rashi brings the Gemara Menachos. It says there in Bivin Mincha Shal Shishim BeEchod Yisorin Mekli Echod. You can't bring a mincha of 61 Yisorin in one kli. To Kim Lulu Rabbanim Shin Vlolin Yopa B'Shovin BeYachad. Kim Lulu Rabbanim that 61 Yisorin in one kli, it won't mix evenly. But Vinim Bar, and we ask, the Chayin of Lolin may have, so what if it doesn't mix evenly? But the din is, it doesn't have to mix. If it's able to be mixed, you don't have to actually mix it. But, I feel a bolo kosher. But, kosher ain't loy lebilo. If it's a shaykh to be mixed, we're going to teach a mechad, bila makeves boy. To roy the bila beginner. We might not need an actual mixing, but we need a roy for the mixing. So the same thing over here, we need a roy that the mind can go there. No, we still have to learn one toisis, which we'll learn tomorrow on Sunday. What time is it? Monday. What time is it? Sunday's tainus. Let's finish the Gemara now, though. We're finishing the Gemara now, and then we'll learn. The toises will be at Rebbe. We'll learn the toises on Monday. We're going to continue Shir Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in Ritusha. Next week. No? That idea?
100%.
Why not?
So
we'll do the toises on Monday, and then we'll go weiter. Start being Magasa, but I just want to finish the Gemara first. Gemara says, Ketanai, the Etzem Shaila, which we began with the Sirius Abetzim, it's called Mumbagodi or not, it's a Maklekes Tanoim. Umorich, Vakosus, Vendostik, Vachoris, all these different Mumim, Kulan Bebetzim, different Behuda. Bebetzim, Beloy, Begid. You're saying all these mumim are in the beitzim and not in the gid. Meaning if the beitzim are called goloi, then vade the gid is called goloi. Right, Rashi says. Ela kulan af the beitzim, the Rebbe Yehuda. So we see that even the beitzim not called it a mun tomen. It's called a mum begoloi. It was a minyan kabay mer kulan begid, only the gid. Which means he holds that the beitzim are tomen. Why? Marach, Rashi says, Marach, because it's more minker. It's more obvious. Since it's more obvious, then even on the Beitim it has a shame goloi. But the other ones, Nazim Bechoris, which is more subtle, that's only in the Gid, but in the Beitim that would already be called Tomen, that would not be called goloi. What are these specific mumim, different ways of having a having serious in his Beitzim? You can look in Rashi if you want to really see all the different ways to for this to happen. Ad kan divrei Gemara. We learned here a very important concept, which is really a Shas concept, which we didn't do justice to, but maybe next week we'll come back to it and do a little more justice. Haroi lebilo en bilo makeves ve'en roi lebilo makeves. That's a big concept. So maybe besides coming back Monday to do that one toitzis, maybe we'll also come back to be masbury that concept a little bit better, because it's we didn't do it justice now. The Choyra. Either that or we'll go weiter. We'll see. Mit Hashem, everyone should have an easy and meaningful fast, and we'll pick up on Monday.